The Animal Defense League was awarded a contract to take on an additional number of stray animals picked up by the city, along with the funding to build kennels to hold the animals. But the $2.2 million from the city's bond package pays just for the kennels. Hugo Vital at the Animal Defense League says they'll need a place to examine, treat, and spay and neuter all the additional dogs and cats brought in.
So we knew we needed to do something, of course, on our end, totally unfunded from the bond project. This is all in anticipation of all of that, so we can not only maintain the current shelter capacity, but also the increase that is going to be coming.
Vital says ADL supporters stepped up to fund the new hospital. It will attach to the existing veterinary hospital that already takes in more than 4,000 animals each year. The new city-funded kennels will be built on the north end of the ADL property on Nacogdoches, and they're expected to be ready to accept animals by December of 2014. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.